This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Haban. We continue in Mishnah Brura, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Hilchos Tefillin. Simen Chaf Zayin. Simen Chaf Zayin. Yesterday, we saw Simen Chavav. Let's say you only have one tefillah. Now, I wonder how many people, if they saw the title of that shir, someone who only had one tefillah, if they're going to know what that's talking about. Usually we're not accustomed to referring to one bias as a tefillah. We call it one tefillin, but tefillin is plural. Simen Chav Zayin. Mekoyim hanachasan v'oifan hanachasan. The place to put the tefillin. The location to place the tefillin. And the manner of putting them on. Says the Mechaber. Mekoyim hanachasan shel yad bizraya smal. The place to put the tefillin on the left arm. Babasar hatafuach sheba etzem. The flesh that is elevated, the flesh that is puffed up on the bone. Shebein hakovdo uveis hashachi. Between the elbow and the armpit. Meaning, where the bicep begins to go up. Okay, so where the flesh begins to go up, that is the starting part of the tefillin. V'yate ha-tefillah me'at letzad ha-guf. Now, you don't put it when your arm is straight up in middle of the width of the arm, but it should be inclined slightly toward the body, v'inyin, in such a way, she kishayachayf zroyay lamata, when you bend your arm down, you keneged libay. It will be opposite your heart. In other words, the arm has two positions. One position is when you hold it straight, when you're putting on the tefillin. But then there's when the arm is on your side. Now, when the arm is on your side, it's automatically turning toward the body. Now, if you put it smack in the middle of the arm, then the tefillah will not be directly on the heart. But if you incline it a little bit toward the body, then when it's the arm is resting on the side, the tefillin shalyad will mamish be resting on the heart. V'nimsa mekayim v'hayu hadvarim ha'ela al levavecha. And by putting it in this location, you will be fulfilling that these words will be on your heart. On your heart. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Smile, your left arm. Yadcha midachsiv yadcha behei. From the fact it says yad cha with a hey, perush we darshan yad kea the weak hand, dahainu ha smile shehi tasha it is weaker v'cheha and more dimmed va'oy darshu chazal darshan further midachsev ukshartam uchsavtam maksiva b'yamin, just like writing is with your right hand, shekein derech b'nei adam, that is the way of most people, they write with their right hand. Av kshira b'yamin, the tying is with your right hand. V'kivin d'kshira b'yamin, memela hanacha b'smal. V'menicha b'yamin, af b'diyevet layat. If you put on the wrong arm, you're not even yoytze b'diyevet. Now, let us see, next Mishnah, Babasar hatafuach. Chazal referred to this location as the kiboyres. Chazal referred this to as the kiboyres. Chazal referred this as the kiboyres. V'hu li'ikuva, and it's ma'akev to be in this place. K'di'afinon l'zeh b'gemara mikra. Like the Gemara darshins from a pasuk. Says the Bir Halacha, Babasar HaTafuach, V'tzarech Lizor Shalei Kitzei HaTfilin Lamata Mibasar HaTafuach. You have to make sure that not even an iota of the tefillin goes below the Basar HaTafuach. K'may B'Shal Rosh, V'tzarech Lizor Shalei Kitzei Al Amitzach. Just like the Shal Rosh, you have to be careful that not even a little bit is on the forehead. K'la Kaman. T'yalfinu B'Menachas Lam Zayin, G'zeir Shava Shabayad Mi Goyva Shabarosh. The same way we know that the shel rosh cannot be below the hairline, the shel yad cannot be below the makam hakibayras. Now, what is the koivdai? The Mishnah Berurah says, Hanikra Ellenbeugen. The Kaibdai is the elbow. Beroish Ha'etzem. Beroish Ha'etzem. That is going on the Rama. So we have to see the Rama. The Rama says Haga. V'tzarch laniach Beroish Ha'etzem Hasamach L'Kaibdai. You need to put it at the beginning of the bone next to the elbow. Not the half of the arm that's near the armpit. She'ein loy yad. Oh. Fine. Let's hold it over there. What is the Rama adding? What the Rama is adding is that if you make a muscle, the muscle begins close to the elbow. The muscle begins to ascend. And the muscle occupies a pretty significant percent of the area between the elbow and the armpit. Now, from just reading the Mechaber, you would think that you have the entire tricep, or the entire bicep, to put the tefillin. Even though if you would measure from the elbow to the armpit, the halfway point of the arm would be somewhere in the middle of the muscle. But the Mechaber just says it has to be from where the flesh begins to ascend. And the Mechaber does not say that, the Mechaber doesn't say where is the highest point you could put the tefillin shayad. Comes the Rama that it has to be in the beginning of the muscle, next to the elbow, and not in the half of the bone next to the armpit. Meaning the Rama is giving you very little wiggle room to put your tefillin. Meaning it has to start from where the bicep begins to ascend, and it basically ends at the midway point of your arm. And according to Rama, you don't want your tefillin going in the upper second half of the arm. So that makes it extremely difficult to have enough space to put your tefillin. Now what do you do? Do you err on the side of You want the tefillin not to occupy the upper half of the arm? Or do you err on the side, well, you don't want the tefillin to go below the bicep? Because the Mechaber says, oh, it can't go below the bicep. The Rama says it can't go above the midway point of your arm. You know, which factor is more important? Because unless you have really small tefillin, it's difficult to fulfill both requirements. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Beroish Ha'etzem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Ein rutzon olam roish etzem mamish." Doesn't mean mamish the beginning of the arm. Da hasam adai noma chabasar. There the flesh is still low. Va'ad sheyas chalios gavaya, until it begins to become high. Ein makom tefillin. It's not a place of tefillin. The ein alza shem kibaris. That's not called the kibaris. El rutzon olamer begoiva habasar shebe etzem. The height of the flesh of the bone. The Rama is not being mechadesh anything by saying Beroish Ha'etzem, but he is being mechadesh something in his second point. Rak b'mash shasim, just what the Rama concludes. Avaloi b'chatzi ha'etzem shesomach l'shachi, not the half of the bone that's near the armpit. V'rol tzoloimer, av sheyesh gam shama dain miktsas basar tefuach. Even though you have over there some bicep, you don't want to have it on the second half of the arm. V'gam dasa mechabru kein, d'davka me'chatzio etzem ulamata, k'demucha b'siv zayin. The mechaber agrees to the Rama that the tefillin can't be above the halfway point of the arm. O'mashikosav ha-mechaber metchila babasa tefuch sheba'etzem, that which the mechaber says it should be on the bicep, which would seem to imply anywhere in the bicep, al karcha gam kein, that has to be the kavanase mechatzio etzem ulamata, from the halfway point of the arm and below. So the Rama and the Mechaber both say you cannot have your tefillin above the halfway point. I am not confident to tell you that if you have a regular pair of tefillin that start at the beginning of the bicep, that you will get in the whole tefillin before the halfway point of the arm. I don't really think so. I don't think so. So what do we do? So either you buy very small tefillin, or you follow the Gra. V'hagra b'biura hiskim ledina. The Gra in his commentary is maskim halacha d'chamakoyim hakibares kashal neich b'tefillin, that anywhere on the bicep is kashal to put on tefillin. V'chein mashma b'prisha. So the Gra is taking on the two heavyweights, taking on the Mechaber and the Rama. The Al Kapanim lamata mimakam akibaris, below the bais apostle kulayama. That's no good according to everyone. That's why the Chafetz Chaim in the Sefer Shmiras Halashain, the Dersha brings, encourages people, don't be lazy to roll up your sleeve all the way up, because if you're a little too lazy, roll up your sleeve, ultimately the sleeve is going to push the tefillin down. Therefore, be very careful not to have big tefillin. Big tefillin. Forget the mechaber ramah. You're not going to be yotze. You're not going to be yotze. Basic dairaisa. The tefillin will go below the bicep. Unless you tie it to the first. In the upper half, you should not be making lecharchila. I'm not sure. I mean, I hope we're yotze according to the mechaber and the Rama. I mean, I guess it depends where you measure from. You measure from the elbow all the way to the shoulder or the armpit, or is that the same? Where that would be, it doesn't mean the midway point of the bicep, but it's the midway point of the arm. Achim ein loy kim tefillin gedam. If all you have is big tefillin, toiv yoyser sheyikshem bechatzi etzem o elyon b'makom shenimtza adayin basar atafuach. If you have big tefillin, better to err on the side of caution of not putting it too low and make it higher. If necessary, at least v'yetz v'zal kapanim das hagro shar poiskim. This way, at least, will be mekayim the opinion of the Gra and other poiskim. Mimashiyu munachim lamata mimakayim hakibares. Then it being put below the makam hakibares. Lo yetz v'zal leave the kuleyama that you won't be yotz tefillin according to anybody. V'gam abracha yil v'atala. Yeah. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. We're going to try to do tomorrow, okay? So this week we're going to have tomorrow 9 a.m. By the way, if anybody wants to join us, we start today, really. Mishnah Yomis begins Seder Moed. We do two Mishnahis a day if anybody wants to join us. Mishnah Yomis begins Seder Moed. Okay, have a good day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow. Call Tov. Yeah, sure.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.